Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro kid, hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decrease, I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired, and the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun at all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs and good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true, I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yeah, and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, now I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yeah, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, y'all.
ATACP, this is TAZ. This is the short version of the intro. That's my cousin, J Bug, ripping a little track for the intro. I got on the line Kenya Soul Singer, which is K-double-S. You sound like a radio station. And also 980, area code 980. Who am I speaking to?
You're talking to Curtis Wayne Hurley.
Curtis, what's up? Curtis, meet Kenya Soul Singer. This is Curtis Wayne Hurley. Back and forth. Y'all giving each other dap, I see.
Hey, Curtis.
What's up? Hey, what's up, lady? How you doing?
Excellent, excellent. How are
you?
Well,
I'm going to talk to Kenya first, Curtis, so you be my co-anchor. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I'm chilling.
Kenya, I want to know exactly, when did you start singing? What made you want to get in this genre and start doing it?
Right, right. Well, you know, I've been singing since I can remember, probably 6 years old, my earliest memory. And like most R&B soul singers, I started singing in church. You know, I've been in all the choirs and all that good stuff. But I sang with the gospel group called Set Aside for many, many years, and we got to travel and do some wonderful things in the gospel music industry. But when the group broke up some years ago, you know, I've always loved R&B and soul music. And so I just thought, you know, I think I want to just try it and just try to write a soul song. And I did. I wrote an R&B song called Beautiful in 2010, I believe. And I just decided to record it. I just said, why not? You know, I don't want to regret not doing something that I think I should do. So I went into the studio. I found a great producer. We recorded Beautiful, and I just had the bug after that, you know. So the album came right behind the single. I think I released it in 2011, my debut album, Groovy Way. And ever since then, I can't get enough, you know.
And you write everything that you sing, or you have other writers too?
I do. My Groovy Way album, I wrote all the songs on there. I have the Django project that I did with the producer Cap, and we co-wrote all those songs together. And then my other two albums, yeah, I wrote pretty much all the songs on the last two as well. So, yeah, I love writing and expressing myself through music. So it's just a joy and a pleasure and a blessing to be able to do this the way that I'm doing it now. So,
well,
and
that's
a pleasure
cool.
To
that's
be
cool.
Talking to you tonight, and thank you so much for having me so that I can share some of my music with your listeners. It's an amazing opportunity, so thank you so much for that.
Well, you're quite welcome, because your girls, Kenya McGuire and Gwendolyn Collins, mm-hmm. they spoke highly of you because they were both on the show at one time. I've been knowing them for a minute, you know, through
right.
social media, and so mm-hmm. they had told me about you, and then I seen that you all are supposed to perform in a couple of weeks somewhere? I think Birmingham, is it Birmingham?
Actually, we'll be leaving around the end of October, so we'll be going over to London.
Okay,
we'll be over there a couple of weeks. Yeah, so we're doing the UK Soul Sessions Moments for Love tour. It's a self-sponsored tour. We're putting it all together ourselves, the three of us. It has been a labor of love, but it's coming together beautifully. So we'll be performing in Manchester,
good.
In London, in Birmingham. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting, exciting time.
That's how you do it when you big wheeling like that. That's how you do it. The first song I wanna get into is Ooh Ah, because I wrote a song exactly the same title, and I never play the songs when I get the songs. I never play the songs because I wanna get it with it, you know, on the show. But I looked at it, mm-hmm. and I said Ooh Ah, and then I'm like, then I started singing mine too. I'm like, man, she got the same title I got. Wow. So, explain that.
I love it. You said explain that song?
Yeah.
Well, what had happened
before
was, you know what? My producer, he was like, I got this hot beat. He let me hear it, and those lyrics just oozed from the melody. Like, that's just what I heard, you know? And I heard the ooh ah for the hook, and, you know, of course, the verse just kind of wrote themselves, you know, ooh ah meaning. You know, feels good, amazingly wonderful. And so, yeah, that's basically what it means. It's just feeling good, making love, you know.
This is Kenya Soul
Singer. And
what
it makes
singer.
You say.
Ooh, ah. Here we go on ATAZP. Up there going, that beat is stupid right there. I'm feeling that. Curtis Wayne Hurley, I know this ain't your genre, dog, but give me your opinion on the actual performance of the song.
Dude, I'm a songwriter, man. You know, I create all types of genres. I just, gospel is just what I perform strictly. But that's
right.
got that, it's got that modern twist but back in the day, soul type kick to it. You know, this makes you just kind of lay back and think, you know. It's that feel that's been missing for a while, you know what I'm saying?
right.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like real music, not this repetitious nonsense. And you got a real smooth flow to it, real passion to it. Love the song.
Thank you so much.
And we heard the passion. I heard the passion.
But didn't that beat, like, didn't it make you just want to say ooh ah, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes
yeah,
the beat
was,
just calls
when it
for
first,
the lyrics.
When it first came on, I was like, I'm feeling that, because I make beats. I've been making beats for a long time, and I listened, I was like, ooh, that's nasty right there. So who actually did the beat? I mean, give the person that did the beat some credit, if you remember,
yeah.
Who did it?
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, I've only worked with two producers, you know, so he is the late, great Spider the Wise musician, and we lost him a couple of years ago, so sadly, very suddenly, very young, gifted young man, and just so full of potential, but he's gone now, but his music and his legacy is left here. He poured a lot into me, and so, you know, he started me with my producing wings, and so I actually produced a song on my new album, because, you know, Spider really just took me under his wing and taught me so much, and so even though he's not here anymore, you know, everything that he's taught me is still here, and hopefully it's going to come out in my music in the future as well, so...
That's real.
That's what my next question was going to be. Do you actually dabble on the production end of since you write songs? I mean, I would assume you have a melody in your head already going for it. So
I do.
I do.
You
actually do some producing, like you said, on this new one.
I did. You know, even on my first album, I played the keys on maybe eight of the songs, and, you know, I'm not a keyboard player, but I can hear chords, and you know, when I find them, you know, all I need is somebody to bring it to life for me. But on this last album, my producer, Cap, who I'm working with now, he's like, you know what, you've got the chops and the skills to do this. You can produce, you can do it, you know. And so, yeah,
right.
I produced a song on the new album called Watching You. It's featuring a poet named Miko the Artist, who's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And yeah, I'm pretty proud of that joint. It's my baby, my first shot at full producing an entire song. But I hope to do a lot more of it, because I really enjoy doing it.
That's really cool. I'm friends with a jazz guitarist in Tulsa. His name is Gary Fustian from G House Production. Me and him did a couple of tracks.
I'm
supposed to go up there now that I moved to Texas.
Okay.
I'm supposed to go up there and we do a full-length album, so maybe I have to look
nice.
You up for real. Yeah, you need to come
please
in and sing something. Do something.
Absolutely.
Now, who did you open up for? I'm reading it on your CD Baby album notes. Who have you opened up for?
Let me see. I've opened
the list
for...
goes on.
The Mint Condition, Rashawn Patterson, Jeffrey Osborne. Life Jennings, Kiki Wyatt. Yeah, a lot of good folks. Angela Winbush.
Wow.
Karen White, yeah. And I'm next weekend, the 19th and the 20th, I'll be opening for a Little G from Silk.
He's doing
a party here in Oklahoma City and then in Tulsa on that Saturday. So I'll be opening for him those two nights. So I'm really excited about that. I know that's going to be a really hot show.
Okay, cool.
So he's another... artist that I can add to my, you know, opening performance resume.
Don't worry. In a couple of minutes, they're gonna be adding you to their list. I perform.
Yeah.
They can speak it.
Definitely.
Well, they all gonna be saying it. The song Green. The song Don't Go. I also, Kenya, we must be related because I wrote a song called that before too.
Stop it.
I'm like, what is she doing? I just looking at it, and I'm realizing, like, you know, ooh ah jumped out at me. Because ain't too many
songs called
ooh ah, you know. And I'm just now reading it. Like I said, I don't do anything but list the songs on my switchboard, and I really don't listen to them to the show. And I'm reading Don't Go, and I'm like, wow, that's another one. That's another title. So explain that one.
Yeah. Well, Don't Go is just, you know, anybody that can make you say, ooh, ah, you don't ever want them to go, you know. So when they leave, you miss them and you want them to come back. And so Don't Go, saying, you know, I miss you. Come back, baby. Come back. Don't go. Don't ever leave me. Pretty simple, you know. But it's a really pretty song, so I think your guys will like it.
This is Debra Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will. Check out my underground hits, You're Good For Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz Production online radio show.
Hey, TAZP live on Blog Talk Radio. This is TAZ, Kenya Soul Singer, and Wayne Curtis Hurley on the line. Kenya, that Don't Go, I didn't want it to go because that beat is bad, too. I let Curtis go on because he's going to give you the silk rundown of the whole song. Go on, Curtis.
All right, all right.
No, that track is just sultry. I mean, you know, that's the candlelight chill, you know, forget the Netflix,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love the track.
Yes,
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, that's,
indeed, because that song was bumping, man. When I heard it first, you know, the first two, three of a song, if it don't catch me at the very beginning, I'm like, well, I ain't feeling it. But that man, as soon as it came on, I'm like, yeah, that's nice. So,
I love it.
Your shows must be a straight up experience. I mean, just shut down and forget the outside world. And I would love to see you live. I really would.
Oh, I would love to see you live as well. So hopefully that's going to happen for both of us.
Well, most definitely, that's going to be real.
Now, Kenya, when you think about writing a song, and I always ask every artist, and this is your first time on my show, so I got to ask you, what motivates you to come up with lyrics and put down a song? I mean, is it from personal experience or it just come to you? Like, I mean, and if it just come to you, I need you at my house writing lyrics too. if it just flow out, like, boom.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Sometimes it does flow out like boom, and I love when that happens. You know, you just start writing and it just, your pen keeps going and before you know it, it's done. And that doesn't happen often for me, unfortunately, but it does happen. But for the most part, you know, I ride around with the track, and definitely personal experiences and, you know, the experiences of friends and loved ones and just life in general. You know, I just, a hodgepodge of just life, I throw it all into the pot, you know. And, but sometimes the lyrics just come, like, right then and there. And I would love for that to happen more often. When I did the album with Capshaw, the Django unofficial soundtrack album we did, you know, he was like, okay, we got 2 weeks to knock this album out, so we're going to sit here, we're going to write, we're not going home, we're not riding with no tracks, we're just going to write. And I was spooked because I really don't
know.
He literally sat there and, like, churned those tracks and those lyrics out and you know, made a popping little album. So, you know, it can be done under pressure, but I like more to chill and just, you know, let it come naturally, you know.
Yeah, because it's the same for me. When I make a beat, I usually have a plan in my head on what I'm going to talk about or what I want said. Mm-hmm. And if I'm writing for somebody, same thing. I already know the person. I interviewed them, and I know what they like, and boom, I can write for them because we're on that same level. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I understand what you're saying, but he forced you 2 weeks.
Yeah, he was like, we got to get this done. So all they're rolling around in traffic, grooving to the tracks, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
We gotta write
them
right. Yeah, we can't do all of that. We got to write. And I surprised myself. You know, I was like, oh my God, we actually, you know, did this. So, yeah, it was really cool. And it was a growing experience for me in my writing. And so, you know, that's what we all, of course, hopefully, want to do is continue to grow and get better. You know, and so that experience certainly did push me to grow in that area and take me kind of out of my comfort zone.
Well, that's good. That's good. And that way it'll help you when you start doing more production.
You'll
be able to write to your own stuff, and then you that whole package. You know, you
that's
that
right.
thing.
That's right.
You that thing.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Song Scream of Passion. I ain't even gonna need to ask no explanation. After hearing the passion and who are, and the passion don't go, I can only imagine screams of passion gonna be much louder, much louder, a little faster rhythm. I guess, you know, I'm just guessing.
Okay, you're good. You're good.
Well, here it is: Screams of Passion by Kenya Soul Singer.
Thank you.
Kenya soul singer, K-double-F.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that, too. I'm so glad that Gwendolyn Collins and Kenya McGuire told me about you, because I was already, when I heard their stuff, I'm like on the same level, the same groove. And the thing about it is I get to pick and choose who I want on this show. You know, a lot of other people that got shows have people send records in and stuff like that, and they're forced to have them on. I'm like, because if you send me a record, I don't like it, I'm going to be like, well, I don't like it. You know what I mean?
So
I get to pick and choose who I want. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed that way from just being on the air for 12 years and knowing a lot of people.
Right.
So, like I said, I'm so glad they steered me in your direction, because I was like, well, if y'all in the same group, I know I'm going like it. So, and I'm loving it.
I'm glad we were introduced as well. Very, very glad about that.
Kenny, I want you to give your information where people can hit you up at, buy your records and all that.
Okay, well, of course, all the social media stuff is great, you know, Facebook and Twitter, Kenya Soul Singer, simply Kenya One. But mainly my website, KenyaSoulSinger.com, all Kenya all the time. So it's my music, my videos, you can buy stuff, look at stuff, whatever, all at KenyaSoulSinger.com. And there we have it. Y'all come
see me. Writing that down, right, Curtis? You writing that down?
So yes, sir.
So y'all can reach out and then tell me y'all did a song together. I'd be like, oh yeah, y'all got to come back on. Real. Now Kenya, you're gonna be my co-pilot on this one, because I'm getting ready to talk to Curtis.
All right, Curtis,
you've been on the show 3 or 4 times, brother. So explain to the people who knew, don't know exactly what you do, bro.
I'm a gospel artist, but it got to the point where we got tired of hearing the same gospel cliches and artists not flowing the way they're supposed to in the music, trying to sound more worldly, trying to be less than what the Spirit would dictate to me. So we just started calling the style of music Nouveau Praise, meaning this is a new direction on it. You know, we're being direct and in your face and not scared to praise God, if, you know, with the music that we're doing, rather than shying away from everything, you know. And we don't stick to traditional sounds. We don't stick to traditional styles. We just bring it to you like it's supposed to be. And you know, got a little pushback from that. Little people going, well, you know, you got to sometimes, you know, hit people where they are. It's like, well, dude, if they're drowning, you need to pull them out.
Right.
Rather than throw them, you know, you suffering and going through everything that's in your life, I'm not going to throw you a piece of spaghetti. I'm going to throw you a lifeline, something that can save you, you know. And we don't disrespect people, and we don't try to stand on people. We just try to give them love and try to give them what's real. And, you know, people appreciate that, trying to hear the real thing, trying to hear what's something that's going to move the hearts. And stop trying to worry about what the music sounded like. Stop trying to worry about trying to fit in the boxes and in the circles. And we just play what God gives us, man, and go hard.
That's right.
And that's what we are.
That's right, man, because I do R&B, I do jazz, I do gospel, I do hip-hop. And when I do my gospel, it's got to be for me so I can hear it.
Yeah.
It's the words are going to be there for you. So you can listen and understand what I'm talking about. I did a hip hop song about Job and called it J-O-B Billa Man, but it was still Job,
okay.
J-O-B. And I mean, I did it, you know, for the new wave, but it was still the same story of Job. So, I mean,
you
got to come at people different to get their attention and bring them in. So I understand the method, bro.
True, because you can't give people the same old cliches, you know, and expect them to feel it. You know, I can't come at you with too scat, too scat, too, when you've been listening to hip hop all your life. You know, you're not going to feel that. You're not going to hear that. You know,
right.
It's like, you know, getting on the basketball court wearing shrink wrap. Dude, you can't play in that no more. You got to get the long shorts.
Right, right.
You got to get something
with the shrink wrap,
feel.
Though. With the shrink wrap. Oh. Okay,
you know, them shorts from back in the day.
I know what you're talking about, brother. And they were actually sweat shorts. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because they were called sweat suits. So that's what it was.
Yeah, real.
The song, Love Makes You Real. And I remember when we've been connected, but I seen it. I guess I was on social, of course I was on social media, but I seen it and I said, yo, this a new one. And then you hit me back. Yeah. And then you know, we went through our thing on Facebook and, I ain't heard it yet. The same thing. I seen it. I seen the video for it and I skipped over it because I didn't want to play it. Cause I want to play it tonight. Love Makes You Real. So explain that, Kurt.
Well, this song grew out of two different things. One was I had worked on a track with a person, a close friend of mine, said, yo, man, I got this track. And, you know, it was just a beat. And you know how beats are. It's four measures over there, repeat. And, you know, we did the song. It didn't quite give me what I wanted with it. And then I got with another buddy of mine. I said, man, this song needs to go someplace. It really does. And we got together and we talked about how, you know, it should flow and you know, want to make people feel stuff. And then the other half of it was all the things that are going on right now, man, all of the craziness, mm-hmm. You know, cops killing brothers, you know, brothers retaliating, killing cops, everybody's scared, yeah. Everybody angry. And, you know, the only thing that makes us human, the only thing that makes us different from every other beast is our capacity to forgive one another and love one another on the real. And love is the only thing that changes our hearts. Love is the only thing that makes us, you know, better than the common dog that's barking on the streets. You know, if I can break down the things that are driving me and say, hey, man, you know, let's work this out, that changes this entire world because you got two less people that are beefing. So
wow.
That's what the song grew out of. So that's where this came
Curtis
from.
Curtis Wayne Hurley, Love Makes You Real.
It's been all of us.
Love Makes You Real. Curtis Wayne Hurley. Mm. Curtis. Yeah, I like that song.
Yes.
Powerful message. Powerful message. I'm going to ask you, there was somebody singing in the background with you, right? I know it wasn't all you, Prince. I know it wasn't. Come on, son. Break me down.
I have my sister on one track and me singing the other nine.
Okay. Okay, I'll get rid of that. Because I'm like, I know I heard a female off in there. Don't worry. Question for you, Curtis. When you write, how do you come up with your material? What do you you look like? You said this last song, you were seeing what was going on in the world with all the killing and all that. But do you write from experiences, or do you just write on things that you feel your heart and people need to hear?
It's a combination of the three.
Right.
Sometimes I'll walk into a track with a particular idea. You know, I want something to feel like or sound like this. And other times, you know, I get in and just put down a groove and then let the music itself create the words for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, go ahead.
I want to know, like I said, I come in with an idea on what I want to do, right? Sometimes when you're creating the music, does it take you another way? Like, you know, you want to go on First Street, but it went down Martin Luther King, and you were like, well, I'm going Martin Luther King. So, I mean, does that happen to you?
I let the music dictate, and at times it does happen. Like I said, I want to be on First Street. I've been there, end up in a basement somewhere trying to figure out, okay, how I get here. But, you know, it's always – the message is always on point. So, I can pretty much go anywhere as long as I'm staying on message. I can't start out talking about, you know, the praise of the Lord and end up with a booty jam. That ain't going to happen.
Right.
I can't do that.
That's new.
they have a brother in therapy.
Yeah, for real. They already talking about you now, about the music, so hey, you don't want to go that
way.
Don't do a Trump on them. the song The Blood, I already know what The Blood's about, because my daddy a preacher, uncle's preachers, cousin's preachers, uncle's main bishop. I know what The Blood is, but I want you to explain the name of the song that you got called Blood.
Okay. This song is more of a truth thing. You know, a lot of people don't really understand what the blood of Jesus has done. A lot of people get it that, I mean, they are lost in legalism and lost in what the law said. And the blood did away with all of that stuff. You know, it doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what you said. You know, if you accepted that Jesus has cleansed you, that you are saved, then you're saved, brother. You know, you can really work. I mean, it takes some work to fall away. because when you do get saved, you know, God is always speaking in your spirit, always speaking in your heart, trying to keep you straight. You know, you want to go holler at the honey, but, you know, Spirit God's like, nah, leave it alone. So you step off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you step off. And this song is just reiterating what that message truly means, what it truly says, what it truly is. We didn't, you know, those old songs are really great. They're good, but they don't always complete that message. You know, they'll say things like, you know, what can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood, and that's cool and all, but that sounds like you can get dirty again, you know?
Right.
It doesn't,
just,
you know.
Just use the blood as zest and just go on and clean up.
Yeah, no, that ain't how it works. You know, what the message actually means is that you've been changed into a new individual. You know, you're a child of light now. And if you read the Amplified version of what that says, you're supposed to live as if you have never sinned. You know, not like, you know, I'm going to, you know, wash this off and then I can get dirty again. No, that's not how it works. Uh-huh. You need to understand what you are and who you are. And that's what the song is about. So.
heart, and God has made you free. Like the Bible says, Romans 6:18, God wants you to reach your goals, to realize those dreams you're pursuing. But there's one thing you have to know, to get there starts with renewing your mind to the things that the Bible says about you. You're no longer subject to the sin that used to own you. Jesus' blood has cleansed you. Your faith in God has saved you. Children of light, Christ gave his life. It's time that we walked in the newness of life. Here we go.
I'm free by the blood Christ shed for me.
The enemy is gonna try to tell you otherwise. Fill your heart with deception and a bunch of lies. But you gotta understand that God loves you. He sent Jesus down to earth just to die for you. Don't matter what you said, don't matter what you did. What matters is God's word. Repent and just start renewing your mind to the things that the Bible says about you. You're no longer subject to the sin that used to own you. Jesus' blood has cleansed you. Your faith in God has saved you. Children of light, Christ gave his life. It's time that we walked in the newness of life. Here we can go.
I'm free.
Yeah.
By the blood Christ shed for me.
Washed clean.
By the blood Christ shed for me.
By the blood Christ shed
for me. I'm free. By the blood Christ shed for me.
By the blood Christ shed for me. God has made you free
by the blood.
The blood, Curtis Wayne Hurley. I'm going to let our Curtis Soul singer give a critique. Go on. I didn't let you talk on the last one. I'm gone.
I like this one. I love the beat. I love the sound of this one because it's got, you know, it's got some old school harmonies, which I love. Is that your sister on those harmonies too?
Yeah,
she sounds nice. And so, you know, it's got that kind of contemporary feel, but it's got that very traditional message. So, you know, it's for everybody. So I really, really love it. I really like it a lot.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, beat jumped up at me as soon as it came on. I was like, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was about ready to say, get it, work with it. Almost started, bro. Almost.
But you still heard that church in there, though.
But the blood set my weak flesh down. Yes, it did.
Hey.
So Curtis, since the last time I talked to you, man, hey, I'm gonna be honest with you. Last time I talked to you, and then I checked out YouTube and looked at the videos, I was like, man, he got a few more up in here. So you know, so what have you been doing? Just tell people what have you been doing since the last time you was on the show. I mean, man, you've been creating, brother.
trying to do some different things. I had a friend of mine challenge me to write a jazz album. He's like, yeah, man, your stuff sound like jazz anyway, so why don't you do that? And I never felt right about something like that because it doesn't happen. It's just music. I mean, not to insult jazz artists, not to insult the jazz feeling, because I love jazz, but, you know, I needed something that people are going to be able to stand on. And, you know, I finally got peace with it, just created something where we could just rest and enjoy some music. And so wrote the House of Praise project for the Judah Ford Band. And it turns out pretty nice. And but as far as my personal thing with what we're trying to do, or what we've been working with, is expanding our reach. So we're set up to do, I think, three weeks in Jamaica in November, and I don't know how long the Canada trip is going to be, but I'm supposed to be doing a Canada with the Extreme Tour in October. That's basically what I've been doing is trying to expand things, trying to get a little more people aware of what we're doing, and just continuing to write, continuing to create, continuing to perform, and just get that message out there, because, you know, sitting around as an artist and writing stuff is a great thing, but if you're not out there sharing your message, then nobody knows. You're not being effective, and I don't care what the message is you're trying to share to people. Nobody knows about it. You know, you're not doing your job. You know, you've been given a gift as an artist, and you've been given something to share with people. And if you are not doing that, you know, you are literally wasting your existence. So yeah, we are moving.
You said you did you did a jazz album, or you did it with somebody else? I didn't catch that because it broke up in my ear.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a 5-piece band called Judah Four.
Okay.
And it's Judah is the fourth, still on the biblical thing. Judah is the fourth house of Israel, and Judah actually means praise. So that's the CD is called House of Praise, and the band is called Judah Four. And
cool,
you know, yeah, it's you know, it's a nice project. I enjoyed working with. I work with two different sax players and one guitarist on the project, but I wrote all the music.
Okay.
The guys that I work with are just.
You play keyboards on there?
Yeah, I'm a pianist.
Okay. I just wanted to. You might have threw another trick at me and said, you know, I'm playing guitar and blowing a little sax. You know, I don't know. You know, Kurt. I mean, last time I talked, been with fear, right? I was in about a year or maybe 2 years, because I know I went through a period where I had two knee replacements, so I was out for about a year. So it's been about 2 years. About 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. The song. Is Jesus. Amen song. Give us a highlight on that before I rip it.
This is a song where I just said, forget it.
Hey, Kenya, he wanted me out right here. He just said, forget it.
Working in all those conventional circles, I think this is pretty much a song that started us down the path that we're on. It was like, forget all of the silly stuff, forget all of what everybody thinks about what I'm doing. And it was just, let's sit down and, you know, the Bible says, let us reason together. Let's just sit down and have a frank conversation about who Jesus is and what Jesus came to do. And let's just lay it out there for everybody, and let's just be real with it and don't sugarcoat it. You know, a lot of gospel artists now these days do what we call pronoun gospels. You know, I see my praise to you, glory to him. And like, who are you talking about? You know, the Bible says if your gospel be hid, then it's hid to them that are lost. So people who don't know Jesus don't know who him is when you sing it to him. You know, glory to him, hallelujah to you. You know, who you talking about, dog?
They're dead. Scared to say Jesus.
What you doing, bro?
In the music, I know what you're saying, bro. I've been around it where I know you're a gospel artist, but you ain't said Jesus. So,
You scared, bro? You know, like we used to say in the hood, you scared? Say you scared. Come on.
Really? Pronoun.
Pronoun.
down. No. Boy, you stupid. That's crazy.
I am.
I ain't going to forget that one. You know, bro.
I love it. I'm not even.
I'm trying to keep it tame, you know, like your boy says, I get him more undignified than this. But I'm trying to keep it cool. But nah,
this
man,
is
we,
Curtis
just,
Wayne. The name of the song is Jesus Amen Song.
Died for you and me. His blood washed away our sin. Can we agree that he was risen from the grave and he's coming back again?
Amen.
Do we agree that he is God sent to this world, sent to break the devil's word?
Amen.
Can we agree that he is Lord, Savior of all, the Son of God come down to earth?
Amen. We have to know we have him. How this all began. It was his tales and lies that led to the fallen. God sent up the sacrifice to the man that you his place. And no matter what the liars say,
to set the captives free. The one who is, who was, and is to be, yeah. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. Take a look at what's happening around you. Every day it gets a word. Just imagine how hard it would be for us if we didn't have God's word. But we can glory in the truth of God's love. He sent his son to pay the price. And because Jesus died to save us, we can have eternal life. Oh, oh.
We have to know we have it never made. But how this all began.
Them lost souls, your life is in a chokehold. But God knows where the wind blows. Corner one knows it's crazy to think maybe he never died. We're on the cross for you and I, a bloody sacrifice. He's there if you need him. Just look, you can see him. J. Christ, the only one who got the keys to your freedom. Yet some don't believe him. The fisher of men, now praise him. Now everybody say, say.
How this all began. It was his tales, his lies that led to the fallen man. But God sent us a sacrifice to restore man back to his place. And no matter what the liars say, you want the kingdom of heaven. There's only one way.
Son of the only living God, you'll say. The one who died to set the captives free. The one who is, who was, and is to be. Yeah, yeah. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. Son of the only living God.
It's Curtis Wayne Hurley on ATAZP. I'm on Block Talk Radio. Curtis, who did the rap, man? Rap.
His name is Burl Pemberton. It goes by the name of Nails. He's with a group called Poor Legacy. I produced their first project.
My first time. Now, you've been on show four times. Been on show more than once. And this is the first time I ever heard any hip hop within your tracks. And it, hey, I don't even know what the word means, taken aback, but I was.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Somebody
bars, bars.
Kenya,
it's actually going.
Say what now?
It's actually four tracks on that CD with rap on them.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The ones that I play was mainly. I don't remember no hip hop. I'm old, but I ain't that old. I was born night, but I wasn't born this night. See, I'm born at night. I'm like somebody rapping. I was tripping, man. You know, going through papers up here, listening, grooving. Then I said, "Whoa, wait a minute." Hey, next time you need rap, you call me, bro. I'll put it down for you too, and I'll send you the vocals. Now I want you to get the.
I'm gonna stay in my lane. I'm not gonna get in that.
I want you to give the people what where they can hit you up at. And find out more information about Curtis Wayne Hurley.
You can, you know, on the tracks are now on any online store, CD Baby, iTunes, Tidal, any online store that sells music, you're gonna find me. Your boy's always there. My website is actually my record label's website. It's zpi.biz, zpi.biz. And you popped it up and you see my smiling face. But, you know, you can hit me at all social media. You can get me on Twitter. You can get me on Facebook. You know, anywhere you want to show a brother some love, I would definitely, if you follow me on Twitter, I would definitely follow you right back. Because, you know, I want to definitely make sure that we stand close with each other. But hit me on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Everything.
You know, we're all over the place because we're trying to keep that worldwide appeal. Make sure that, you know, you can get to me if you need to get to me. And like I said, we're supposed to be rolling through Jamaica and through Canada pretty soon. So, you know, when we get those final details, man, I'll make sure I shoot you that and try to shoot you some video, man, from those adventures. You know.
Oh yeah. I appreciate that, bro. Well, I want to thank you, Curtis Wayne Hurley, and Kenya Soul Singer for coming through tonight. I told Kenya before the show started, I'm sitting up here in my upstairs studio, and the AC went out, and I feel like Milt Dud on a park bench. I am Milty. Black and Milty right now. I want to thank you both. Whenever y'all come through Texas down to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I'm in Grand Prairie, but it's only a hop, skip, and a run. Whenever you come down and you perform, let me know so I could come and support you and actually meet y'all, you know, in person.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So,
definitely.
Yeah, well, I'm going up to Oklahoma anyway because I got to do something with that jazz artist, Gary Fuchsin. So I'm sure enough got to go up there and do something with him. So I'm going to try to reach out to you too, Kenya, for real.
Yes, please do. I look forward to that.
Brother, I really appreciate the love, man.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good because, you know, like I said, I pick the people I want on the show. I don't go by the whatever record. Hey, this record real hot, but no, it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go by that. So I pick who I want on the show. I'm getting ready to end this with a jazz cut that we did last year before I left Atlanta. I live in Texas, but I've been living in Atlanta for a minute. This is with my cousin. His name is Chris Jordan. The name of the song is The Loving and the Hugging. It's a jazz track. He played guitar on this, and I did all the other instruments, programmed them. Thank you again, Kenya Soul Singer. And
yes.
Curtis Wayne Hurley for coming in and putting it down. Thank you both.
Thank you, man. Bless Thank you. You.